Hi, this is Dolores. This is a continuation of last week's show, so hold on to your dicks and cue the music. Hello again, it's Dolores. We pick up with the lovely squad talking about Arclight movie theaters. Enjoy!
I'm talking about going to the different Arclights. There's one in Sherman Oaks, and there's one in Pasadena, and there's one in Hollywood.
I wasn't even aware of that.
There's one in one. Beach Cities, too, which is like Long Beach or something.
Are they all operating
called
the
beach,
same way?
It's called Beach yeah. Cities.
To where, like, there's people sitting there watching the movie with you, just making sure that nobody talks, and
they don't
and
necessarily do
they
that.
Check your tickets when you walk in, dude.
Yes.
You walk in, you can't fucking even take a seat without somebody.
I heard they throw you out and kick your ass in the parking lot if you talk.
Pretty like sure they write right. your name down on a card, too, and to turn it into the Senate.
What? Sure, they call you a congressman.
McCarthyism.
Yellow.
No, I heard they call your mom if you start making noise in the theater.
Oh, well, that's man. Weird, because your mom's with me on a movie theater date, so why would
I? They're calling my mom, and I hear some fucking phone ring in the theater. She's sitting right next to me.
Why is that shit
mom!
On silent?
What are you doing? This is
This is episode 3 of the BODS. I feel like I can acronym it now. Is that correct in saying?
Yeah, you can acronym it.
I can acronym it. It's episode 3. I can acronym it.
Episode 3 of No One Listening.
Davidson mouth of Irishness.
John
just said my fucking last name now.
Fix that shit in post. Don't worry. He's guest starring episode 3 as well. So, talking about maybe going to see J. Edgar at the Arclight in Hollywood. You know what I like the Arclight is because they don't allow food in. They have reserved seating. If people talk...
Most theaters don't.
No, I have sat next to people at the AMC and they brought in cold cuts and canned soda and bags of chips.
Dude,
I thought I was on a fucking candid show. I was with my mom. We were seeing... Hold on. Yeah. I was with my mom...
Cold cuts.
Cold cuts straight from the deli. I was with my mom seeing Valkyrie on Christmas Day downtown Walnut Creek.
I heard this story.
Two overweight women come and sit right next to us, and literally,
would it be safe to assume that they would accept tickets to a Maury Povich screening?
They would. It would be very safe. Cold Maury cuts Povich. Open. I'm like, really? I look next to them. I'm like, all right. And this is German subtitles in the beginning, by the way. You got Tom Cruise doing his Valkyrie German subtitles, like that we learned like 10 lines for. Then the chips come, pop, pop, chips. Then I'm like, okay, they're done now. Canned soda.
How many did they have?
They had 4 each. One, a can of soda for one half of the sub, a can of soda for the other half of the sub. And I thought somebody was playing a fucking joke on me. And we walked out. And we went back to the manager who's downtown Walnut Creek. And the kid had to be like 21 years old. He talked like this. I was like, let me get my money back. He's like, yes, sir.
So he gave you your money back?
Money back.
Because you guys heard sodas being open
no.
during the
cold
screening?
Cuts, chips, sodas. Like shit that you can't bring into the Arclight. That's why the Arclight's the greatest movie theater ever.
Granted. No, the Arclight is good.
Cell phones are out. There's like a fucking beam of light coming out of it. It's ridiculous.
Dude. I'm willing to pay the extra $2 or whatever it is per ticket so I can have...
And just for the thing of, it's dark in theaters, but in the Arclight inside, it's not
fucking
as dark, if you know what I'm saying.
The first serious racial comment of the podcast.
Well, here's the thing.
Right? By Maury Povich.
Episode 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we doing a podcast? I had no idea. That's funny.
No, but experiences like that are kind of
just
few and
four
far between.
Mostly white dudes talking about shit, not being racist.
No, 3 mostly white dudes and 1 Mexican.
Hey-o. That's not...
No, but experiences like that are few and far between enough to where I personally would save the $2 and go to a theater to where maybe they're not actually monitoring everyone in the theater.
You know what?
Yeah, but then that you're wasting your money. So the $12 that you paid to see a movie, half the movie you're going to be thinking about what's going on to the side,
exactly.
to the left, to the right of you, behind
it's
you.
It's because you're going to see shit like Puss in Boots. I go to see real movies like J. Edgar. And like
you
Saving
think
Private
animated
Ryan.
Animated movies take less of an effort than.
I don't know. Ask the 5-year-old sitting next to you. after they stop drooling.
Dude, Puss in Boots is actually not a bad movie.
It's a kid.
If you got in a
wow. I got to listen to dialogue. I like Puss to follow a plot. I'm a plot guy.
When you're watching Puss in Boots, you're sitting in a theater where the majority of the people are pissing themselves more than it would be at a convalescent home rec room. Like, you're like fucking 4 and 5 year olds, man.
Welcome to the exaggeration hour, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we exaggerate everything that there is about seeing movies.
I go for stories. I go for plot. I need to hear the dialogue.
It's okay that
Zach goes to those movies because he likes to run up and down the aisles midway through because he gets
Do you hold a flag?
Because they let me. Anyway.
Up.
Thank you, Dylan.
I brought you over to my house to watch that.
That is more adult.
We cried together. It was one of our bonding moments.
We embraced, and it was beautiful.
That was also the same part when we did drugs for the first time together.
You know what?
Me and you?
No, I'm not on board with that.
We didn't watch
that. You're not on board with
Up? No, we did.
No. I've never seen Up or Bolt. All
right, then
Bolt,
you know Up's what? Amazing. The way I look at that is that's your loss, buddy. Like, hey, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you.
Up was one of the greatest movies. It was nominated for Academy Award, the first animated Best Picture.
It's not.
It was nominated Best Picture.
Academy Award.
Legit animated.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right.
Hi there.
One of the greatest animated films, probably. I mean, in my personal opinion, it's one of my favorite animated films.
The music's amazing.
It doesn't make sense.
The score is amazing. Wow, really? You're going to nitpick on an animated movie like Up? Yep. Like, I'm sorry. Physically,
it hits on very adult.
I'm not talking about physics. You're talking about
a balloon, a fucking smorgasbord of balloons.
It's even more simpler than that. It's the fact that when the fucking old man was a little kid, he was watching the serials about this fucking explorer guy who was already in his fucking 30s and 40s. So now when this guy is fucking 70 and 80, this guy's going to be 100 and fucking 30.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I get that.
The fuck out of here. And he's stronger than the fucking kid that's younger than him? That doesn't even make sense. Come on.
This kid is like 8 years old, and he sees
this
hero who is already like a full-fledged adult.
There's a fucking house floating on goddamn rubber balloons. Like, I can take that.
That's not your argument.
No, that's not my argument point. It's a cartoon. I'm like, okay, fanciful cartoon. But to say some guy is like Methuselah's age and he can kick the shit out of a guy that's like 30 years younger than him?
I know, like this, like, okay, so the main protagonist, his name's Carl, right?
You would know better than
that. Yes, Carl.
He gets out to fucking Sacred Falls or Paradise Falls to where he meets his childhood hero who is
Charles Munch,
who is still alive, and Carl, who first saw his childhood hero when he was like 8 years old.
Who was like 48. Like yeah, I see that.
Exactly
what I'm saying.
8 years old, and the time that Carl actually meets him, he is literally.
But maybe in Paradise Falls, you
without
age.
Without using a cane. Maybe you know how old you gotta be?
Maybe you age like every 5 years, every.
Oh, he's like aging in dog years in this thing? Like, I gotta believe dog years?
He's literally walking with a cane, and he meets a guy that he saw
You haven't seen
it.
I feel bad that you're not in this guy. You'd love this movie.
I get it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. It's
but
amazing.
Like,
it's good.
If that's your entire argument, then you're missing out on a very
And again, how can you afford a house when your whole job is selling balloons at a zoo?
I like your temp... Balloons. You care to comment?
It wasn't the greatest house.
I like your temporarily.
Well, it's still a goddamn house.
We recreated the Up house for a job in Anaheim.
For people that don't know, really? Scott actually is a petroleum engineer. What that means is that he makes balloon sculptures for a living.
He's amazing at it.
He's an
amazing.
Artist.
He's an artisan.
Amazing.
He's
an absolute artist.
You are.
Thank you.
You made the Up house out of balloons.
I didn't actually do it, but someone from my company did it.
Who, Patrick?
No, it was before it was after I quit, before I came back.
Uh-huh. How'd you quit again?
I called my boss at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
From where?
You said you won the lottery with me, and we went to Vegas, remember?
Yes.
That's a true story.
That's exactly what happened. Story.
You were going to Vegas.
We won the lottery.
It was about 3 o'clock in the morning at Dylan's housewarming party when he moved downtown Los Angeles, about 2008. And, had to be at work at 5 a.m. At about 3 a.m., texted saying that my friend had won the lottery and we were in Las Vegas.
Okay, now, how long have you been back at this job since you quit?
Yeah.
It took me about 2 years before I hit rock bottom and needed a job again, and I begged my way back.
Yeah.
And it's been a year and a half since I've
And
been,
did she ever broach the subject,
yeah,
your boss?
Yeah, did you ever bring that up?
We talked about it when I first met with her to come back to work.
Did you say you blew all the money?
What did you say?
We actually never really talked about it. I kind of was just like, I'm sorry. Shrugged my shoulders a little bit. Had a little single tear come down.
Single tear.
Amazing. That's good.
But it was genuine. I genuinely felt sorrow. And
did she ask you what happened with the lottery winnings?
No, because she knew it was bullshit.
Yeah, but would you not have... Come on, seriously. Like, if someone lied to me like that, I would just have to... I would have to bring that up. Like, so, you know...
The funniest shit is a girl... A girl that had worked there the whole time who just moved away, she was talking about that time, or the day after that I was supposed to show up, and when the boss broke it to everybody, she came in at 5 o'clock in the morning, everyone was, like, starting to work. The owner of the boss came in and was like, I gotta say this. Scott's friend won the lottery. He's not coming back to work.
That's why I thought every time if I had to do show up at the store to like pick you up or take you to the lunch, I'd have to be like, hey, lottery guy. I thought I'd put an act on, you know, but I never did, thank
did
God.
Did she tell you?
I'm the lottery guy, just to keep your story.
Car, like, 5 blocks down the road.
Like, I had to get, like, rent a Benz for the day and just pick up, you know, rolling through the balloon store. Like, hey, I'm the lottery guy, just to corroborate your fucking story.
Hey, like, can you pick me up for work? Do you have any idea?
It's like, look, this story's getting really expensive, Scott. Damn.
What did the coworkers have to say when she said that?
They all thought it was bullshit. Of course, because, I mean, who the fuck would believe that?
Now, another thing about Scott's job is he was gracious
I did
enough
feel bad.
To get every tough. Single one of us. This is just a little history on your podcasters here, but every single one of us has worked at...
I have not.
Not Dylan.
Exception
except
is
for,
me.
Except for
Dylan refused.
Well, Dylan took the high road. But,
never worked a day in his life.
Carlo and myself, and a number
like
of
a
other
Napa Valley Grill on the other side
of
us. Our
group
of friends,
we all work at the balloon shop that Scott works at. And none of us made it past 2 weeks.
On another note, I saved Scott's life. I saved Scott's life. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Why are you changing the subject to go to that?
Because it's part of the balloon store. Because you come back. You're supposed to meet me at the balloon store. Got to the balloon store at 2 a.m. after seeing some girls do some burlesque dancing.
Yeah.
Sat there. No big white Ford Bronco.
It was a Chevrolet
Blazer.
Chevy Blazer. 1985 Chevrolet Blazer.
Blazer didn't show up, so I was like, you know, 10 minutes go by. Like, I'm pretty sure he knows what the balloon store is. He doesn't. He's like, 20 minutes go by. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go looking for him. Just take a left down Veteran, go down there. You know what I see to my left? On Veteran, and I think it was, not Selma, but one of those side streets. Like
Selma? That's fucking Hollywood.
Mountain or Burton?
I don't know.
A fucking car. Lights on, engine running. That... That fucking noise that your car make with a cab driver, two cab drivers, one guy out being like, is he dead?
Oh my God.
On a green light, foot on the brake, passed out. I get out, I'm like, he's okay. Get in that, somehow push you over to the passenger side. I don't know, I'm super
strength. I don't
remember
any of that.
Yeah, parallel park that motherfucker on Veteran. Stack, carried you to my car. Threw you in my Honda.
How did you carry Scott?
Yeah,
for the people listening right now.
I can barely carry Scott.
How did you get in my car?
No, this is
all true.
This is a true story.
True story. I got him on the story. I remember the story. He was like you dead fucking weight. Don't get me wrong, you know. Parallel guard. I found a spot for that Chevy Blazer. I don't know how I fucking probably got fucking oil on my hands. I'm like doing this, you know. Saved your life. And the cab driver's like, you saved his life, bro. I was like, they're about to call the cops. I was like, no cops.
No
cops. You fell asleep with your foot on the brake. If you didn't, you would have gone straight into apartment building. Literally. You had to go right or left. Veteran apartment building.
I may or may not have had a drinking problem.
We should have cabbed it so many times.
Yeah.
So up.
So really quick, just talking about the balloon job. I only lasted there about 2 weeks, and then it actually came to the point where the owner of the shop just wouldn't call me back anymore. She was just I was so bad at doing balloons that the only thing that I really could do for this company was deliver them. I could drive a van fine. I couldn't actually. My God, the sculptures that they make with this balloon company are so elaborate, and your fingers have to be nimble enough to tie Not only one balloon, but seven balloons inside of one balloon. Like, if, like, good lord, if you're not actually nimble enough fingers
to do this.
It's actually six.
Six
balloons inside of one balloon. Like, good.
Yeah, you have to
I
have the nimble fingers of a Chinese factory worker that's 12 years old.
Yeah, I couldn't do this. So the only job, I was just a retard that came in and was like, I deliver balloons! And I would fucking pop every single one of them, and I was trying to even just pull it out of the goddamn
hand.
So
you
ruined it! Delivering, like, to celebrities' houses. Just be delivering these, like, completely, like, it started off as a great bouquet of balloons, but what it ended up as is just, like, was seven balloons with a bunch of dead ones hanging off of it by the time I actually got to the house.
Did you ever go to any, like, major
like a cartoon of a guy going on a date with flowers and, like,
the little ones
dead. Like,
dead.
Did you ever go to any celebrity houses, like, any memorable stories and any, like, because you guys have a pretty good client list,
Well, yeah, I've been to a bunch of different people's houses.
Well, hold on, I'm getting to where, like, Carlo worked at this balloon shop for 2 weeks, and Carlo has a very good story about how he I mean, I would like to say that he got fired, but he actually...
I think I forcefully resignated.
Yeah, okay. So,
well,
I mean,
that's just the kind
of...
punch
in the face.
He got the same treatment that I did, where they just stopped calling me and stopped giving me hours.
Well,
but what I did was I just kind of, like, took it in stride. Carlo did something different.
No. The MO of that place is kind of like, if you're not going to make it, if you're not going to continue to work there, there's no set way to fire someone, and they are so weary of conflict that instead of saying, you know what, you're not going to work out or you're fired, it's just kind of like, if you call in because you haven't been put on the schedule or you haven't worked in a while, they just say, oh, you know what, that person's busy right now, they'll call you back. And that'll go on for weeks and weeks if you continue to keep calling.
Which is fucked up.
It's kind of fucked up, yeah. And so Carlo, in all of his wisdom, decided to keep calling and keep calling until finally the owner answered the phone. Mm-hmm. And Carlo, what happened?
Well, I was talking, was Cindy? Was it Cindy?
Cindy is her name, yes.
Cindy is her name, yes.
Last name deleted.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Cindy, last name deleted from last name deleted business.
I'm definitely going to get fired for this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get fired.
We haven't said the name.
You can commit murder.
I think I'm going to... Someone's going to make me win the lottery.
You got rehired so many times.
Well, anyways, I call her up. I've been getting the cold shoulder. I know something's going on. Call her up. I'm on the road. And I can't even think of the specifics of the thing, but the gist of the situation was that I got her on the phone, asked her why I wasn't on the schedule, what's going on, how come I don't have shifts, and what she told me was that she felt that I wasn't happy there, and that she was told I wasn't smiling enough. And in my head, I'm like, I'm making fucking balloons. Like, I'm not a fucking clown. I'm delivering balloons to a goddamn secretary in the front of a production office that she gives to her goddamn boss. I'm just trying not to pop them when I come through the door.
This, like, isn't Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, no, it's not like Happy Happy Joy Joy. I'm not singing goddamn, like, you know, singograms with balloons. I'm delivering fucking balloons.
Maybe,
like,
you should have.
You don't say, oh, the Domino's guy, he wasn't so jovial. No, because he's delivering fucking pizzas. Like,
delicious, by the way. Domino's,
no, Domino's,
sponsor.
By the way. Not our sponsor. Yet. And so I basically went into a whole tirade on her of the fact that, like, hey, I've been working since I was 15. This is the most unprofessional thing I've ever heard of, and, like, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should learn how to treat your employees. Everybody there fucking thinks you're horrible, and you treat people like shit. And then I hung up the phone.
And by the way, no one's ever told her something like
and
that.
And nobody's not. I doubt people.
Has anybody stepped to Cindy like that before?
Not really that I know of.
No,
you're
like
a son to Cindy.
For the entire group, like Carlo did.
No.
Like, Carlo was speaking for everyone by saying, everyone thinks you're horrible.
He said that?
Yeah.
Like,
no one's ever spoken
for the group.
What did
like
he
that.
Really say?
I remember
said.
She came back to me and was like,
did she ask you if you
your
thought
friend,
she was horrible?
No. He's like, your friend really has issues with women. And she had tears
don't
in her eyes.
You scarred her for life.
Yeah, you know what my issue is? It's some fucking bleach blonde bitch in a Porsche boxer has a balloon business is fucking shafting people. because she doesn't have the fucking balls to say you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Instead of just telling
people... I got issues with you.
She's got a porch.
I got issues with you, and you have issues with confrontation. It's fine. She has a successful business.
It does very well.
But I... No, actually, that is not the best way I've ever quit a job. Well, I guess that wasn't really... It was like a 50-50.
Is it P.F. Chang's?
No, not
P.F. Chang's. Oh, P.F. Chang's.
But it was actually my second job. I was like 16. I was working at this cafe, and it was called Sweet Affair in Walnut Creek. Great sandwiches, guys.
Great pastries, too.
Walnut Creek, California. And I wore... The guys were supposed to wear blue shirts, and the girls were supposed to wear pink shirts. But
oh my god, you wore a pink
they
shirt.
Didn't have a blue shirt that fit me, so I wore the pink shirts.
Of course.
It wasn't slim fit, was it? No.
Well, the pink ones were. So what happened was the owner of the place, he was like a fucking alcoholic, and it was like a family owned deal, and his daughter worked with me. And we'd be like making cakes together and like icing cakes and making bread and all that kind of shit and making sandwiches. And he kept on saying, like, I gotta wear the blue shirt. I'm like, well, buy a blue shirt that fits me. Like that doesn't fit me. It's like, it looked like
a towel.
13-year-old girl in a sleepover, like, where they wear the big shirt and then, like, that's it.
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, like Bugs Bunny with the sideways hat and, like, a fucking gold chain, right?
Steelers!
And so...
actually, probably more like Raiders.
Yeah, it would have been Raiders.
So he calls me to his office.
He's like, I've told you before, and I'm not going to tell you again. You need to wear the blue shirt, or else you can't work here.
I think it's pretty obvious when you walk into work and you see all of the men wearing blue shirts and all of the women wearing pink shirts. Is that not obvious, Carlo?
Yeah,
I feel like I could be giving this talk to you right now.
Well, it's also kind of obvious when some random guy comes up to me and says he wants to draw me naked and he wants to give me a blowjob later. I would have thought of that.
Episode 1.
I don't even know. That's a callback.
Well, here's... Yeah, so, anyways. He didn't know that I was fucking his daughter.
Anywho.
Yeah,
he didn't know that I was fucking his daughter.
Wow. In the biblical sense?
Like, I've known her biblically.
No.
Right. And then he started getting into it, like, because he was kind of drunk. Like I said, he was an alcoholic, so he was kind of drunk at the time. He's just like, why are you wearing the pink shirt anyways? What are you, a sissy? I'm like, well, you know that birthmark on your daughter's right ass cheek?
Oh, good God.
I don't think I'm a sissy. I took the shirt off, I threw it in his face, and I walked out the door. Best quitting of a job I've ever done. Best quitting.
You don't like me wearing a pink shirt? You wear it!
Do you guys have any other quitting stories?
I've got a really bad work story, but I didn't get fired for it. I should have gotten fired. I was 16 years old, and I don't know, we can get into that later.
One time
touching.
One time I worked at Best Buy when I was in high school, and I was in a play, and I had to perform in the play, and they wouldn't let me have the day off, so I didn't show up again.
Cool story, Hansel. I remember I quit Bar Lubitsch as a door guy. I went over to Brian's apartment in West Hollywood.
You showed them.
I went over to Brian's apartment in West Hollywood and I had the tie on. I was just going to walk down to Bar Lubitsch, and then there was a poker game that started, and I was like, you know, doing okay.
I think I was there for that.
You were there, and I just took the tie off and I called in. I was like, yeah, I'm not coming.
I think I quit.
It was a Friday. I was like, I think I'm quitting. It's a Friday night. I'm leaving one door guy with like 1,000 people coming in.
Can you grab me a beer, Carlos?
It was kind of a dick move. Very dick move. But I was like, yeah, I'm not coming in.
Dude, they never really expect that. Especially, dude, I was working at this job at my last job at Medical Center in Culver City. And I had the opportunity to go on a European tour. A very... very sordid European tour that everyone here knows about. They've all heard the stories from it. It got quite wild. But I told my job, like 4 months in advance, that, like, look, I got this opportunity to go on a month-long European tour, and I really want to take this. Like, can I take 30 days off? They said, okay, cool, let us think about it. And came back about a week and a half later, and they had decided, like, you know what, Zach? We looked it over and we kind of realized that we really can't let you go for 30 days. I'm sorry. Like we have to disapprove your request for this vacation. So right then and there, I was like, okay, cool. So I'm still gonna go. You know. So I guess this is my 2 weeks' notice. And like they were so shocked. They were like they were under the impression like, wow, like okay, cool. So we're gonna tell them no, and then I guess that's kind of the end of this whole.
You countered with
this whole endeavor. Yeah. Like I countered with like, okay, cool. So you guys have
you to, called their bluff.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to replace me then because
yeah.
I'm out of here. I gotta go on this tour.
Replace you? That's impossible.
And then I came back from tour trying to get my job back, and they were like, no, actually, we did what you said. We replaced you.
Yeah, we found somebody else.
No, you were thinking about replacing you. We did that.
We went ahead and followed through on that, yeah.
I was just noticing that the way your living room is set up, you should get like a 60-inch LCD.
Yeah.
The 42-inch right now is just not doing it for me.
That's really good for people that are listening that I can't see this living room.
Yeah, well, fuck them. I'm just talking about real life.
You know me. I would love to buy a new TV.
Dude, fucking Home Shopping 60's Network.
60's too big.
Home Shopping Network, fine. You can do payments, no credit check.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a plug.
Not sponsored.
The Shopping 50 Network. 50-inch.
50-inch, well, that's a 42, right?
Yeah, 50-inch is going to be plenty big.
Right, get a 50-inch LED for like $900.
What brand?
LG.
Hmm. LG's pretty good. Why don't we save your guys' Home Shopping Network?
Is it Hawaii?
It's. See, I'm give like this is only like the third episode, and already I'm giving you guys so much of like my best story.
That's what I want. That's why I want to do this.
Well, this is a good one.
Who cares? What if it only lasts three stories?
Are we recording?
Maybe.
Three episodes is what I meant.
Alright. So, have you guys ever actually... Okay, everyone here, like...
Control-Alt-Delete.
Everyone here, we drink, and when really? when you're kind of growing up, like, Scott didn't start drinking until you were, what, 22, 23?
No, 18.
I started drinking when I was 14.
That's probably average, though. When did you guys start drinking?
18, later.
18.
Well, so when you first start drinking, you really have to establish your tolerance for certain amounts of alcohol. And when I was 14 or 15 at the time, or 16 maybe, I didn't have a firm grip on what that tolerance level was. Now let me ask you guys: have you ever, okay, for you younger listeners out there, when you drink sometimes and you go over your limit, there is something called a blackout. It's where you're conscious. Your body's moving, you're talking to people, you're probably saying things that you wish you weren't saying.
It's probably how you were conceived.
Fun.
So kind of how I feel right now listening to this story.
It's just, okay, a blackout is basically like the most embarrassing thing that you could possibly imagine because you're moving around, you should be asleep, but you're still moving around, functioning, talking to people, and you are not acting like yourself whatsoever. So let me ask you guys.
Did you really need to explain a blackout?
Yeah, you just explained something that I'm doing right now.
Everyone here has had a blackout, right?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, how can we remember all the blackouts we had? All
right, so everyone's had a blackout, but have you ever came out of a blackout with a cop sitting in your back being arrested?
No. Wait. No.
No.
Okay. I have come out of a blackout inside of a woman.
Awesome. I want to hear that story.
Don't remember.
You came out of a blackout inside of a woman. Yeah. Go from there.
Well, the best part's not remembrance, though.
It's just high fives all around after that.
Yeah, no, fist bump.
Well, I told the dude next to me to get off.
All right. So, I was 16 years old, and this is another work story, being that we're on the topic of work. I'm working at a Mexican restaurant. I'm working in the
what's it called?
Rosie's Cantina. I can say that. It's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
What happened?
Great food. Anyway, I was a dishwasher. The absolute worst job you could have in your life. I'm telling everyone right now.
Well, is there
a dishwasher in a restaurant?
Are there a lot of Mexicans in Hawaii?
No, obviously not enough because I got a job.
That's
because
you're the dishwasher. Oh man, yeah. That's the saddest. That's like going through the South and seeing like a white kid working at like McDonald's or something like that. And it's like,
Oh, dude, shit.
No, I worked with a chick from fucking Denmark. 6 foot tall, blonde, big ass tits, hot as fuck. She was a manager at fucking McDonald's, and she's like 19.
Really?
Smoking hot. She's manager at McDonald's. No, in Denmark, she said that the economy's so bad over there that fucking manager at McDonald's makes like $22 an hour, and it's considered what? It's considered like a good job.
Good job.
Wow.
Totally. No, absolutely. Dude, I knew this kid back in the day.
No, she's fucking gorgeous.
On being a manager at McDonald's.
She's got the weirdest accent. Oh, I just want to put my dick in between those tits.
What size? What size are they?
They're probably like a 34C.
If you can compare her... No, they're super size. If you would say that she looks like somebody... 36C.
Thank you. It's all right. They throw some good ones in there, yeah.
Who would you say she looked like?
She I don't know. Maybe like...
Bridget Nielsen in Rocky IV?
No, hotter than that.
Hotter?
That's not even possible.
That's
no, she's super crazy tough. Natural blonde hair, blue eyes.
You guys have seen what Bridget Nielsen looks like now. Right?
Yeah. That's not what we're talking
Rocky
about.
Rocky IV, Bridget Nielsen.
Like, think like.
Like, dude, you guys ever see fucking Cobra?
Yeah. Bridget Nielsen was attractive, sort of. Except she always had
She was tall. She was like 6 feet, but she had some big tits.
Like, super
I can't think of a better comparison. Can anybody?
I want to say she looked like a fucking, like, Archie and Jughead comic like girl.
Okay,
Veronica and not Betty, but kind of Betty,
but
not really
stacked and like hourglass
figure, but skinny and super tall and just like the bone structure like that.
Okay,
wow,
she was fucking super cute.
What's she doing now? Do you know? What's her number? Call her.
I don't know.
She's doing like right.
You want to call her
right
now?
She lives in Venice. She tried to get a job again, but the owner didn't want to hire her back.
Is she still 19?
You got a number?
I think she just turned 21.
Why don't we call her right now?
Okay, so how do you...
I do have her number.
Let's call her. Let's call her up.
No, she's married. She's married.
Oh, she's married.
Well, I think she's actually in the process of getting a divorce.
Well, let's call her up to make it official.
All right. Anyway, so in Hawaii...
Maybe next.
Back to the story. In Hawaii, you as like... Yeah. You
dishwashing, washing dishes.
Like, speaking of people being in jobs you wouldn't expect them to be in, go to Bakersfield, California, and you will see an entire staff of white folks working the McDonald's kitchen area.
I don't know about that.
It's true, in Bakersfield.
Really?
It blew my mind. First time I went there and I saw an entire staff of white folks. I'm like, man, like, really? All white guys?
That's just a little racist.
Not really.
Yeah. It's
well,
more,
I mean,
it's
just
more.
Assuming that it's always going to be someone with darker skin than you.
Well, look at the goddamn commercials.
What commercials?
In every commercial, there's like a clean-cut Denzel Washington-looking manager like coming up like, hey! Like handing over his soda.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is singing the fucking...
There's
anthem.
A hot brunette girl, though, in the Taco Bell commercials that the guy's always hitting on. And, like, she's hot and white and brunette. I'm just like, I have never seen anybody at Taco Bell that looks like that.
Yeah.
You know? That doesn't happen.
At Del Taco, they do.
Right up the street.
All day. Anyway, so I was working as a dishwasher. Worst job I've ever had in my life. And one day, I took the shuttle bus into work, and I saw some friends of mine. They were about a year younger than I was. I was going into work, and they were on their way to this supermarket that was directly across the street from my job. They were going in there to steal a bottle of liquor.
Coconut with wheels? Okay.
What?
No, that's the shuttle bus. It's
the shuttle bus.
How'd you know? It's a coconut with wheels. Yes,
it's right next to a canal with dolphins pulling it.
Yes. In Hawaii, back when I was 16 years old,
dolphins have rage.
They made coconuts that were large enough to transport people. Yes. And we didn't have
So they were going.
Wearing a loincloth.
They were going into your restaurant to steal liquor.
No, they were just randomly. I just saw them as I was getting off the bus, and just randomly saw them, and they're like, "Hey, Zach, you got a minute?" And I had showed up from work. This is another one of those like when I show up early for things.
yeah, bad things happen.
Shit happens. So is another
Rodriel's in Hawaii. Hi.
And I saw like this gang of my friends. They just walked into the supermarket. Stuffed a half gallon of Bacardi rum into their backpack and walked out. So they totally just stole a bottle. And they're like, "Hey Zach, let's rush some shots." And I'm like, "Hey,
wait, what? Let's rush some shots.
Let's do some shots."
Oh, okay.
Is that Hawaii lingo?
Is it like pigeon?
Anyway, yeah. So
I want to know about the Hawaii lingo. I think that's interesting.
Bodacious.
No, yes. Tubular.
Yeah, it was bodacious, bro.
Cowabunga.
Is that like saying, like, let's have one beer kind of deal?
Rush a shot.
Kelly like, Slater, bro.
That's actually pretty good. I don't
it's like sneak a let's shot. Let's
have one beer?
Yeah.
When a Hawaiian says, let's have one beer, that means...
No, like, right, yeah,
that means I'm going to have to steal your wallet.
How do you say it?
What does that mean?
Anyway.
I want to know what it means, because I'm...
So...
All right.
I had about a half hour to kill before I had to get on at the clock and clock in and do my dishwashing duties. So...
You could have started early.
We go back behind the restaurant. He's like, dude, let's fucking rush some shots. Like, me and you will go shot for shot. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I've got a tolerance. I can totally handle this.
Your 15-year-old tolerance.
Shitty Bacardi rum.
15-year-old tolerance. So, like, me and my friend just go, like, hand him the bottle. He takes a shot. He hands me the bottle. I take a shot. Then we just go back and forth like this for, like, 20 minutes of my half hour before I have to get into work. Next thing I know, like, half of this half-gallon bottle is gone. And I'm just like, cool, I'll just go into work. Last thing I remember is the light shining down on me as I'm walking into the back entrance of this restaurant. Everything goes black. I mean, next thing I remember is just face down in the dirt right outside of the same shuttle bus that I had gotten off of 2 hours earlier. Face down, my hands are behind my back, and a police officer's knee is in my back. I don't know what the fuck happened. How did I end up a mile away from my work? Because the shuttle bus stop was a mile away from where I was. So how did I end up a mile
down
the road
shuttle bus.
and underneath the knee of this fucking police officer? So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who wouldn't react in a way that's just like, dude, no, seriously, like, fucking, what's going on? What did I do? Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is happening?
And he's like, you know you did, motherfucker.
Like, he's,
you
like,
know.
He doesn't know.
Like, no, I don't, actually.
Like, bless his heart. Like, he doesn't know that I'm coming out of a blackout. But I was
bless
so
his dick heart.
Verbally abusive to this guy. I was calling him an inbred and calling him so many fucking names to where, like, he even said to my mom once she picked me up at the police station later, like, I'm actually... Just so I don't
he ruined my life.
Like, I ruined his job at this police station. So, come to find it, like, he's
sounds like
me
you
jail.
All right.
He's taking me to jail, and the whole time, like, he won't actually tell me what I did. He's like, I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened? You fucking inbred hick. You fucking howling. You tell me what the fuck happened right now.
They're calling another white guy a howling.
Yeah. Dude, I was 16 years old and just fucking drunk as shit, and it was just the first thing, like the most offensive thing that I could come up with at the time.
He's just crying. He's crying in the front seat, like driving you down.
Some 16-year-old is just belittling him, and he is being professional as fuck.
His lip is quivering.
Sir, please be quiet. He's like, wow,
pipe down back there, sir. All
right, so he gets to the station.
Need to go back
so
to
we
get
to the station, and like, dude. Bless the Hawaii Police Department for not actually just fucking me up this whole time, because they put me into the drunk tank, 16-year-old kid, and as soon as they put me in there, I'm just like, hey! Hey! Just banging on the wall, just fucking, let me out! What the fuck happened? Where's that inbred motherfucker? I want to yell at him some more.
Those are my blinds.
Yeah, through the window.
So, come to find out, what I actually did was, my friends at work, they had told me that, as soon as I walked in, I was just kind of like half-lidded, like one eye open, looking around, just kind of like apron on backwards. Like, like you wear an apron when you wash dishes. My apron
tied
was on backwards,
front,
and I was just kind of like stumbling around, looking at people. And orders were coming in, dishes were coming in. I was kind of like putting shit that shouldn't have gone into the dishwasher. Like, I was picking up rugs and, like, putting them
mats
in the
and
dishwasher
shit.
And just, whatever.
Somebody's order.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's chimichangas.
So, apparently, the manager of the restaurant came back and saw me, like, totally just not in a state of being to where I should really safely be in a kitchen where there is a deep fryer. Because I was, like, walking around to the cooks and, like, eat, like picking up their food and like taking a bite out of their
He's
shit.
He's stumbling around the room right now.
No, just for dramatic effect.
That they can't see.
That they can't see.
Eventually the manager comes back and actually cuts me. Like, he's like, no, instead of firing me, thank God he didn't fire me at the time. He just sent me.
I thought you said this was a firing story.
No, he never.
How did you fall? How did you fall into the deep fryer is the question.
No, I didn't fall in the deep fryer. He actually sent me home.
Oh.
For fear of me falling into the deep
fryer. Oh, that's completely different.
Yeah. You were specifying like you were going to fall into the deep fryer.
Did I tell you about the time I almost fell into a deep fryer?
I almost fell into the deep fryer.
But it was...
That almost means like you just missed the deep fryer. Like you fell.
Grabbed your collar like with your face like an inch away from the oil.
Remember the time I almost got in a car accident? Oh, but I didn't even drive tonight. That's the same thing.
Remember that time that guy almost shot me, but he never pulled his gun out?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a general friends with they have like surf shops and coffee shops and skate shops, and it's just like this little, you know, kind of strip mall area. And they have these stands that have like newspapers in them.
Yeah.
Like, they call it like
a newspaper stand?
It's called in Hawaii it's called This Week. They're these what? Little pamphlets for tourists to pick up.
Yeah.
So apparently I had stumbled from my job half mile down the road to the shopping center to where I was uprooting decorative plants and throwing them at tourist cars.
How are you even like allowed to walk around?
Well, this is why I was arrested.
You're like a nuisance to the island.
Yeah, no, I was a very large nuisance anyway. So I had one of these Newsweek stands, and I was taking like newspapers out of them, throwing them at cars, and just dragging it behind me, pulling one out at a time, and just throwing them at tourists and stuff. And then I just thought like, oh, no big deal. I'll just kind of let go of this thing and go get on the shuttle bus and go home, like all fucking safe and sound. And that's when a cop pulled me off the bus and arrested.
Again?
But that's when I woke up. Like, I woke up
you
out
just,
of blackout.
You just... Okay, hold on.
This whole time this was happening, I was blacked out.
No, well, how do you remember that you just did that?
Because someone that was actually in the shopping center, because it's a very
small... Okay, hold on. I need to recap. You just said you woke up with your knee in a bag in dirt in front of the shuttle bus stop. Then you just told me what happened to why you woke up with your knee in the back in the shuttle bus.
Yeah.
How did you know that you did that if you blacked out?
It's a very small town.
So somebody watched you and followed you, be like, I can't wait till Zach comes to fucking... Not like, I'm going
to
tell him exactly what he did.
What
are you telling me that's what happened?
Yeah.
Somebody told you, like minute by minute, like, oh, you were throwing news. These were Sunday Newsweeks, too. The thickest of the thick against fucking windshields.
Someone told me what happened. So...
All right. Well, any closing thoughts on that story?
Don't drink and drive.
You weren't driving. You were in a goddamn shuttle bus.
Don't drink and surf, I guess, is the...
don't be Zach ever.
I'm white. All right, any final thoughts?
I just came back from the bathroom, and I scratched my balls a little bit. And I will say, it's kind of weird when you do a little scratching and then accidentally smell your fingers, and...
I do that all the time.
It smells like...
Heaven?
Someone you had sex with.
Who did you have sex with?
You don't need to bring your dog's name.
So your balls smell like what's here right now? Is that what you're saying?
Which is weird.
Last name deleted.
Which is weird because I've taken a shower every day and we haven't had sex in like 3 days.
That is a lot of information.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Why not?
Thank you for tuning in to BODS Episode 3. Scott, thank you for being with us. Hope you'll be with us in Episode 4. Signing off. Take care, guys.
Can I just be a part of this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a part of it. I just want you to be around.